You are listening to the audio production of The Path Out of Loneliness, Finding and Fostering Connection to God, Ourselves, and One Another by Dr. Mark Mayfield, published by Nav Press in alliance with Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by the author. Dedication to my wife and best friend, Sarah. Thank you for partnering with me on this wild adventure called life. I love you. Forward. Written by Kurt Thompson, MD, author of The Soul of Shame and The Anatomy of the Soul. In 2018, the United Kingdom appointed its first minister for loneliness. By then, we had begun to recognize that for all of our modern advances, we were, and are, still as alienated as Cain was from Abel. Often, by the time public health concerns reached the halls of government, one knows that it has long since perniciously been active and debilitating in the community. And so as I write this at the commencement of 2021, in the case of loneliness, despite our scientific specialization, communication, and affluence, we find ourselves overwhelmed not by one but two pandemics, one viral and the other simply human. Over the past 30 years, as I have treated patients who have suffered from various psychiatric maladies, the specter of loneliness has hovered everywhere. And with each patient, it eventually makes its way into the conversation. We are people who are fraught both neurobiologically and relationally, with a deep and ancient sense of alienation, of being cut off from parts of ourselves and from each other. As we read in the scripture's creation texts, it is not good to be alone. But like our first parents, we continue to blindly, or in some cases quite consciously, make choices that exacerbate our loneliness, only to find that our states of trauma, anxiety, depression, and addiction worsen, driving those very behaviors that serve only to reinforce the cycle of loneliness we are trying so desperately to escape. Life on this earth was not meant to be this way, nor does it have to be. With The Path Out of Loneliness, Mark Mayfield not only shines a bright light onto our topic's features, but throughout the book, he also looks to fire the reader's imagination with hope. Hope that loneliness is not the final state of affairs that any of us has to live with. He begins by drawing the listener's attention to the impact of loneliness and the extent to which it reaches into our public domains and into the privacy of our souls. He deftly provides a stark account of where we find ourselves and the complex layers of life that contribute to the problem. But Mark does not leave us there, for indeed he is a clinician who knows of what he speaks. He does not live with the illusion that combating our foe will be easy, nor does he offer a simple checklist of things to do that will somehow magically solve the complex problem. Rather, he does what any thoughtful clinician does. He offers himself, with vulnerability and precision, as a guide who deeply longs for his readers to tell their stories more truly, and so to live into the lives of beauty.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?